Hello and welcome to the Bachelor Podcast with Nicole and Matt. This is the show where we discuss the whole family of Bachelor reality TV relationship shows on ABC. This is episode number 53 of our podcast, in which we're going to discuss the episode of The Bachelor that aired the night of Monday, February 27th. Now, just a reminder, everybody, this is going to be a review show, so we're going to be talking about what happened in the episode. And this is also a spoiler-free show, meaning that Nicole and I don't know who gets the final rose at the end of the season. We may have our theories, but we don't really know. So please keep those thoughts and opinions, well, not opinions to yourself, but if you know, don't let us know. That's our one rule. The one rule of The Bachelor Podcast is don't tell us. That's all we ask. True. I'm sitting here with Nicole. How you doing?
Doing well.
Are you surviving this season?
I'm surviving. Barely.
Barely.
I'm excited for Women Tell All.
Yes, that's next week.
That keeps me going.
Yeah, that's what's getting me through. So before we get into our recap tonight, why don't we read some feedback that we got this week?
Yeah, we got a great email from Mike. It's the first time he emailed us, and he says, Matt and Nicole, I just got done listening to your last podcast, number 52. I really enjoy your comments, and I've gotten four other people at work to listen in to your podcast every week. Thanks, Mike. He says, my wife and I watch the show every week, and we wanted to share a couple of thoughts with you. It seems like this is a very similar season to Jake Pavelka's season. Mm-hmm. Both times The Bachelor was warned over and over again about a particular girl, and both times they seemed to fall for the crazy chick. I'd be shocked if Ben doesn't choose Courtney, but I'm comforted in the fact that they deserve each other. So now I'm rooting for him to pick Courtney. The difference for me is that this year, after the skinny dipping episode, I embraced Courtney as a quote-unquote freak, and I realized she was here to stay. We hated Vienna her entire season, and it made watching the show painful.
Yeah.
We are wondering if you guys agree with us on any of these topics.
Okay, let's hear it.
Number one, we think Courtney has some sort of mental illness. Maybe a touch of autism or something that makes her act like a mean adult half the time and a sheepish, immature teenager the rest of the time. It's weird and fascinating all at the same time.
Can I just respond to this real
quick? Sure.
That is something that we've been saying a lot this season, actually.
Yeah.
We do think that she has something literally wrong with her.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be surprised if it's similar to autism or Asperger's or a nice, crazy Molotov cocktail mm-hmm. of all the above plus low self-esteem and trust issues.
I think it could be.
She's got a lot or not a lot. I don't know.
Number two, Mike continues to say, we love Lindsay, but I can't get over her orangish skin and weird makeup. My wife thinks she overdid her spray tan, but either way, it's hard to ignore this part of her, even though she is our favorite.
Yeah.
I agree. I agree with your wife, Mike. I think she's just like overly spray tanned.
Definitely. It's been wearing off the last couple weeks, though. It's kind of yeah. faded away a little bit. Maybe is it a side effect from hanging out with horses?
I don't know.
Like,
maybe
they turn your
maybe.
Skin orange.
Number three, we feel like Nikki was dropped into the show 3 weeks ago without anybody realizing it.
I completely agree with this.
Yeah, who
are you? What?
Number four, Casey's parents killed her chances the same way the mortician's parents killed her chances with Brad. Totally.
See, I don't remember this. So Chantel's parents were weird.
I think it was just that her job was weird.
Her family business was a little odd. Didn't she make Brad like lie down on like a table?
Yeah, she did. She did. Mm-hmm.
That's, come on now. Really?
Yeah, while they're in the funeral home.
Why would she do that?
Number five. We think a better show than The Bachelor would be the exact same show, but it would have a window at the bottom showing Ben's reaction to the episodes while sitting next to his mom. This would be TV gold. That would be awesome.
That would be great.
I wish.
Like a special feature on a DVD or something.
That would be great.
There you go.
Number six, last one. I think that if they wanted to add drama to the show, they would have The Bachelor give out roses in the order that he likes them best. That way, each girl would know where she stood. This would change the dynamic because the girls at the bottom would know that they had to, quote-unquote, step up their game, and this could lead to more fireworks. The show isn't about love anyway. It's about drama and watching people in high pressure, abnormal situations. I think that'd be a great idea.
See, I disagree a little bit.
What?
Yeah, I do, because I think the mystery as to where he stands with each girl is kind of what makes it good. Because if he's just giving, say, Courtney the first rose each and every single week, well, then obviously you know he's going to pick her in the end. There's no, like, suspense, like, oh, who's he going to pick? You know what I mean?
I think it'd still be suspense.
I don't know. So anyways.
He ends his email by saying, love the podcast. We love the way you guys talk about small things that we also notice while watching the show. Example, Casey's bad hair, Ben's random reactions to situations, etc. Keep up the good work. Well, thanks, Mike. Thanks for the great feedback and the great email. And we basically agree with you on everything.
Exactly. Exactly. Then I asked a question to all of our fan base this week on Facebook and on Twitter. I said, how painful do you think the season really is? And here's some of the responses we got back. Princess Wine O, who's Kristen S. on Twitter, says, oh, it's so painful. The only thing keeping this season interesting is Courtney. So a lot of people have been saying that mm-hmm. you know, thank God for Courtney. I've been seeing that on comments at people.com and stuff like that. Michelle Kaczynski at Facebook says, extremely, as in how painful, extremely. I dread the end of each show, knowing that Ben is going to break somebody's heart into pieces and then say a weird, awkward goodbye, like that thing with Casey. So she says an example. Here's Casey saying, goodbye. And Ben says, well, I don't know what to say, and shuts the door in her face. So Michelle goes on to say, gosh, Ben, he could have at least said, you know, sorry it didn't work out, or sounded at least a tiny bit sympathetic. He so does not even care. I feel like he was a totally different person on Ashley's season.
Totally agree.
I find myself wanting him to choose Courtney in the end because I think mm-hmm. Lindsay can do way better and definitely deserves better. And then the terrible skinny dipping scandal. This season has just been terrible, terrible, terrible. Ugh. And then Kristen Hoffman Aaron Hoffman on Facebook says, if you had seen Ben's interview on Jimmy Kimmel about this season before it even aired, you would know right away that this process hasn't mattered to him at all. He was basically acting all frat boy / man show with Jimmy Kimmel about how he was upset he missed out on the girl-on-girl action, and there was a lot of making out and nudity. Ben needs to grow up. Even Casey, who is a lot younger than him, is more mature. Ben and Courtney deserve each other, and I hope they end up together. So, people just don't like Ben, but you know what though, Nicole? People like us. America Christian on Facebook says, this is the first season I've ever watched the show. Your podcast makes it enjoyable. So yay us.
Thank you.
I'm glad we can bring some.
Yeah.
We're a force of good in the Bachelor
world. Some joy
world.
To this horrific season. I agree.
Well, maybe we'll have some good times next season because at the start of this episode, this past Monday night, they tease Emily and they tease her coming.
They do. They do. And we find out later on in the episode what she's really been up to.
Yeah. So we'll get to that.
So we start with Ben leaving L.A. for Switzerland. And he says that, quote unquote, there's a weird magical force that pulls Courtney and I together. A weird magical force?
Is this black magic? Is this like Lord of the Rings, like in Mordor? There.
So we start with a date with Nikki, and they have a helicopter ride.
Oh my God, a helicopter!
Yeah,
they have a picnic on the top of this mountain.
You can just tell from the minute they have this helicopter ride, you can just tell he's just not that into her.
Those are the exact same words I wrote down. He's just not that into her at all.
You can just tell. But you know what? Those mountains are gorgeous. This is the most amazing place to have a picnic.
But my question, though, about how he's just not into her, like she's talking about her family and stuff, and all he can say is, well, that's a good feeling. And my question is, how can he, in good conscience, continue this romance when he just clearly doesn't like her? Obviously, maybe he just doesn't have a conscience.
Apparently not. He says that he's found the spark or the wow that he was looking for with Nikki, and he found that today. I'm thinking, you just found a spark today? You have three girls left, and with one of the three, you just found a spark? Why did you keep her around? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, he definitely had more of a spark with Casey B.
Definitely.
I mean, couldn't you have just given Casey B more of a chance? You know, let her explain, you know, the situation with her parents instead of just judging her based on their reaction to something? Right. Come on.
I mean, she's really, really sweet. She comes off like a really sweet girl, but you can just tell he's just not that into her. Yeah. They have this, you know, romantic dinner inside a log cabin on these weird stump seats. I don't know what you thought, but I just felt like she was coming off as too forward for him.
And, he definitely sees it too, because I think he kind of mentions it. You know, you're very forward and outgoing, and I think it's. it's not really his style. I think he likes a more mellow type of thing. Not that she's aggressive, but I think that she's trying really hard.
That's the word. That's the phrase. She's trying too hard. Like, I can be this for you, and I can make you happy. And
right.
You know?
Right. Well, he talks about how she already dropped the L-bomb.
Right.
And then she asks, you know, about kids and stuff. So she's really, 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 really putting herself out there.
Yeah, she is. They go to the fantasy suite, you know, they get the card from Chris, blah, blah, blah. And we've barely heard from Ben. I mean, it's all about Nikki.
Yeah, she's been talking up a storm.
She's shocked by the hot tub that's there. What? I'm like, have you ever watched The Bachelor? There's a hot tub on every date. So they get in and they have their alone time together. And
now I have a question. She seems so confident. Every time you see her, she's like, you know, I just feel so much love with him and I know we're going to last and blah, blah, blah. So she's talking like she's the final girl. She really thinks she is, I think. Mm. Now, Mike, let's just say for the sake of argument that she is. Okay. Do you think that a less confident girl goes further in the game? Do you think that they do better if they are playing more hard to get? Or do you think that the fact that she is so confident and is exuding this helps her?
I don't think she's exuding confidence at all.
But I just said for the sake of argument.
No, but I mean, I can't because I don't think she's coming off as confident. A girl who's confident doesn't say to the guy that she likes, and I'd make you so happy, and this is what I'm like, and I love you, and right, Ben? Aren't I great? And don't we want to be together forever? She's too much. A confident girl, loves herself, likes herself, and comes off thinking, I'm really into you, but just so you know, if you're not into me, I'll survive. I'll move on. It's okay. That's what she exudes in my mind.
Right.
And Nikki doesn't exude that. She comes off like she just likes him too much and he doesn't like her that much. No matter what she does or would do or did, he doesn't like her. It's just, that's it.
I think you have a point. I still think she's confident, but whatever.
So then we have the date with Lindsay.
Mm-hmm.
Ben's wearing a coat and gloves, mind you. Lindsay isn't wearing any sort of jacket.
He even asks her, he's like, where's your coat?
Yeah, like, aren't you freezing?
She's like the cool kid, like waiting for the bus, like in his shorts, like when it's 12 below. So they go rappelling down the side of this gorge, and this isn't like your typical final three date.
No.
Poor Lindsay, like, has to strap on, like, the climbing gear. Like, where's the romantic, like, hike on with, like, snowshoes, like, through the, you know, wilderness or something.
This is like a first one-on-one kind of date.
Yeah.
This is not top three date. And, you know, of course, they're talking about how this is a lot like stepping into a relationship. I'm thinking, shouldn't be that scary. Like, when you step into a relationship in the beginning,
you shouldn't fear for your life.
No, rappelling down the side of a gorge. They get in the hot tub together.
Right. She says that she's the ice queen and she's melting.
I don't know if that was good for her to say.
Why would she refer to herself as that? Do you think that she's an ice queen?
I don't think so.
I never thought that at all. I mean, maybe I remember her saying maybe once, like, oh, I've got some walls up. But, I mean, that's just normal bachelor speak. I don't think she's an ice queen.
Now, Ben says to the camera that he says he loves Lindsay. That's what he says.
Yeah, he does say that.
I love Lindsay. That's interesting. I wonder what he means by that. Seriously,
I wonder what he means. So you don't think that he really loves her?
Well, I don't know. Does he mean, oh, I love her, like I say, oh, I love McDonald's french fries, or oh my goodness, I love this person, meaning like you, I want to spend the rest of my life with them,
the way you mean about me?
Exactly. So then they have this fancy dinner. Ben's wearing a weird bow tie. They talk about Lindsay opening up and being vulnerable, and she says she loves him.
Right.
And then he says that, you know, he tells us, the camera, that he's starting to love this woman.
So first he's saying he loves her, now he's starting to love her. So he's backtracking.
So I don't know what the deal is.
One thing I noticed about her last week, you had also mentioned about her voice being a little bit raspy at times.
Mm-hmm.
This is something I've noticed about Lindsay. Like, at the beginning of the episode, she's like talking like this, so normal and stuff. But then when she gets more serious, then suddenly her voice starts to get a little more raspy. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what happens. She's having fun and a good time, but then as soon as she starts getting a little more direct, you know, and opening up. Maybe that's what happens when. Maybe that's the sound of ice melting.
Maybe. So they get the card from Chris Harrison for the fantasy suite. She accepts. Ben says he could be with this woman for the rest of his life.
Man.
So
what a waste. What a waste of a good bachelorette. Seriously.
I know.
Like, she would have been she would have been an all-star in any other season. She's pretty, she's smart, she's funny, she's down to earth. She would have been great, and she's wasted on Ben F. Ben F for forget about it, because we're done with him. In my opinion.
Right.
Look, listeners, I know you guys agree with me. Lindsay would have been a hot commodity.
I agree with you, but I don't see her, like, after this season, I don't see any of them being the Bachelorette. Like, maybe it's Ben's fault that I don't see Lindsay being in the next Bachelorette. I mean, I know we already have Emily, but let's say we didn't have Emily. Let's say they didn't cast Emily yet. And let's assume Ben picks Courtney and Lindsay's left. I don't know. I think she'd be kind of boring.
They totally would have picked her.
Well, I agree that they would have picked her, but I don't know. She seems just, you know.
Yeah. Well, she might not have enough personality to carry a whole show.
Well, that's
but
what I mean. You said she would have been the perfect Bachelorette.
No. I just meant as part of the harem of the Bachelor world, she could have. She was good in the pool.
Yes,
so to
I agree
speak.
With you. I agree with you.
Not the pool swimming by behind another girl while Ben's talking to her, like Courtney. Not that kind of pool.
Speaking of Courtney. Right. So Ben says, we have our date with Courtney. Ben says he's worried about the way she's treated the other women. They take the Swiss train, which looks, I mean, Switzerland is just absolutely beautiful.
Oh my gosh, right?
Courtney says she hopes her actions don't get in the way of the best thing to ever happen to her.
Oh man, yeah, she's feeling bad about the stuff that she said to these girls, but she doesn't really want to talk about it too much right then and there. She's like, oh well, you know, let's focus on the date. And by the way, their date is very like, just like whatever.
Yeah,
it's very sedate. Is what
like,
I wrote down in my notes.
How come he had to, you know, plunge down the side of a mountain with? Right.
He had to risk life and limb with Lindsay and Courtney. They just get to chill out, and I guess I don't know.
She brings up not getting along with the other girls.
Yeah,
and she says she tried to get along with everyone, and then she starts crying and feels like there's a dark cloud over her because of this. She says, looking back, she should have handled things differently, blah, blah, blah.
She says it's all due to trust issues that she
Whatever
has.
Whatever that means.
Well, I think that's probably her issue. Yeah. Probably she has a hard time trusting other people, but deep down it's her fault. Deep down, she can't trust people because people aren't going to be walked all over by her.
True.
And they're not going to, you know, fall into her game.
True. Ben says, you know, Ben's talking to her about it, and Courtney says that, you know, this brings out the worst in her. She says, like you said, she has trust issues, and she also says that she's been totally immature at times, and she said things she shouldn't have. She said she was mean when Emily left. So at least she's owning up to that.
Well, Ben says that, you know, this is great. I'm glad she's talking about this, and he says she's being accountable for her actions. Now, I have something to say about that. Real accountability means making up for what you did, not just admitting that something that you did was wrong. That's real accountability. You can't just say, yeah, you know, I can't just say, yeah, Nicole, you know, I didn't do the dishes, so yeah, I didn't do them. That's not accountability.
Right.
Real accountability is me saying, you know what, I didn't do the dishes, I'm sorry, and I'm going to go do the dishes right now.
Right.
Like, that's being accountable for your actions. You're owning up to them. You're accepting responsibility. She's not accepting responsibility.
No.
She's just saying, yeah, you know, I have some regrets. Well, having a regret doesn't mean that you have responsibility. Having a regret doesn't mean that you're accountable for something. So she has to make up for it.
I agree with you. In Ben's defense, and you know me that I can't stand Ben, so it's very rare that I defend him. In his defense, I said this before, he hasn't really seen her be mean. You know, I mean, she's been mean behind the scenes. So in his defense, he just hears things from other girls. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So to him, it's like, all right, so people say she was a little mean. So what? You know, she's been nice to me. I mean, in his defense, he hasn't really seen it. But he says he now feels good about their relationship, now that Courtney's apologized, whatever that means. They go to the fantasy suite together, blah, blah, blah. So now we get a sneak peek as Emily as the Bachelorette. They show Emily with her daughter, Ricky, and Emily says she's lonely because Ricky goes to bed at 7:30 and now she's alone. And they get together. She gets together with Allie and Ashley.
Wait, what?
As two former bachelorettes.
Oh, okay. She just is going to leave her daughter and fly out to Los Angeles to hang out with these two girls.
Yep, I guess so. They're going to pick out clothes for her. Like, she's going to wear all these cool clothes now when she's a bachelorette.
She's this poor, rich heiress, apparently. Right. I mean, she's literally the heir, you know, not an heir, but she, you know, her daughter is the granddaughter of this hugely famous and wealthy NASCAR racing family. So she's set for life. I don't think she needs help.
No,
she's
I don't really think nice
she needs help at all.
So, and you know, Ashley and Allie are trying to give her advice and about being the Bachelorette. And Ashley admits that JP, the guy that she picked, wasn't one of the guys that she was immediately attracted to. I'm thinking, gosh, wow. Poor JP. I wonder how he feels about hearing this,
yeah.
You know?
Jeez.
And all three of them go to the movies to see Titanic, all dolled up. Ashley brags that the way Jack looks at Rose in the movie, those two characters, is the way JP looked at her. I'm like, okay,
are you
Ashley.
Serious? Well, we do have a piece of feedback here. This is from Danielle. She says she's a Prize Patrol Bachelor fan. So you can read into that. I don't know what that means. But she says, okay, Matt, I can't even wait for the end of the show. How cheesy was the Titanic 3D screening with the synchronized... Aw, and let's be real. Who goes to the movies dressed like that? If anyone is going to give Emily advice, it shouldn't be those two train wrecks. Do you agree or disagree?
Totally agree, Danielle. Totally agree.
Both of them, neither of them, are any expert on good relationships. Ashley is a complete wreck. She was Bentley'd. She fell for this ridiculous guy.
Mm-hmm.
And Allie broke up with Roberto, so she doesn't really... Does she really know what lasting love is?
I felt like it was a little awkward when Ashley kept saying, and me and JP, and JP and I... And Allie's just sitting there like, yeah, I broke up with my boyfriend from The Bachelorette.
So, no, you're right, Danielle. Neither of them are in any position to give her advice.
So then we have KCB... who comes back.
Uh-oh.
She nervously knocks on Ben's door. You can, like, hear her heart beating, you know?
Yeah, literally.
From her
literally.
Microphone. So
she like, is literally, like, freaking out, though. She's, like, malfunctioning. Like, she's a robot. Like, I can't talk.
I know,
like, she
I
literally
know.
Has, like, a mumble attack at the door.
So we have a voicemail from Rachel and Tessa.
Oh, good old Rachel and Tessa with their weekly KCB update.
Yes.
So let's hear what they have to say.
Hi, this is Tessa and Rachel calling again from West Virginia. We just had one comment this week, and this is just, I think Ben knows deep down inside that Courtney is horrible. It seems like Ben has seen all of the red flags all season and has chosen to ignore them. And you could really see it shining through this episode, you know. He wanted to bring it up to her, but he just half-heartedly did. He never really did. Let's talk about KCB coming back to Switzerland in order to warn him about Courtney. And then you could tell that Nikki also wanted to sort of say it too, but she didn't spell it out for him. And unfortunately, I don't think he got the message because he is just so sick. I wonder if Ben has blinders on this entire time. Because he has chosen to take Courtney to the final two. He just sees what he wants to see, and he is an idiot. He's ignoring the bad in order to go home with the model. Thanks, Matt and Nicole. We'll call next week.
Well, thanks for calling, Tessa and Rachel. You know, I feel bad for KCB. I do. I totally understand why she came back and needed some answers from Ben because he's the worst at saying goodbye and didn't really tell her anything as to why she's leaving,
mm-hmm.
you know? when they were talking together, I mean, I wish she was still there, but at the same time, I could just tell Ben was separating himself from her, you know, thinking, I have three other women here, and
right.
I'm done with you.
Your family's too Christian for me.
Right, we're done. And then he's saying, like, he sounded like a robot. You know, he was saying, they're two worlds apart, two different families, but, you know, very different backgrounds. And then he says, did I see you in the end? No. I'm like, oh,
But this is what I'll say about that. He is being mean, or scuzz, as you and I like mm-hmm. to say. He's being scuzz, but at least he's, like, just completely closing the door for her. At least she has some sort of closure. It's like when you cauterize a wound. You know, yes, it hurts more, but in the end it's going to heal faster. So at least he's doing that. I don't think he's doing it intentionally. I'm not giving him that much credit. I'm just saying this is better for KCB in the end. At least she's going to have some sort of closure.
Yeah. You just be nicer. So then KCB tells him, you know, if you were to choose Courtney, you would get your heart broken. She says that she's watched her for a while, and it seems like she's in this to win it, you know, and gives him all this Courtney advice.
She really lets loose there.
Yeah, and he listens, you know, not happily. They hug, Casey leaves. And I'm thinking, that was a long plane ride for such a short conversation.
That's true.
You know, like,
she gets to go to Switzerland, though. You know, she gets to have some Swiss Miss hot cocoa, and, you know.
True. So here's my uh-oh moment. KCB proceeds to lie down on the floor of a hotel on her back for a minute. Just lies down flat on the ground. I'm thinking...
Again, I think she is a robot. I think she's malfunctioning. Like, I need to lie down.
I mean, I felt bad for her, you know, but it was definitely awkward. She says she feels like she got answers, which is good.
Yeah, you know? Like I said, well, she had her wound cauterized. You know, she's got closure because he's a jerk.
So then Ben has his chat with Chris Harrison. Chris says,
Chris
no.
seems to sneak up on him. He's like, hey, Chris. Yeah.
And Chris is like, what's going on? And then Ben says, I don't know what's going on anymore. I'm sorry, buddy. Like, what? Who are you? Ben doesn't know what to do now. And he stares at the three pictures of the girls, and he's very confused. And, you know, he's very more confused than ever. And I like when we get to the point when Chris Harrison walks the girls to the rose ceremony. Like, we're at that point now where
he
walks
yeah.
each girl in, like, you know, by the arm.
Like he's a dad giving them away at a wedding. In this case, for one of those girls, it's a funeral.
Yeah. So Lindsay gets the first rose, and then... Obviously, Nikki's not staying. So it's Courtney. What's with Nikki's dress? She looks like she's in a Greek play.
Yes. Yeah. She was ready for a toga party.
And Nikki tells Ben, you know, after he's letting her go, she says she hopes he's making the right decision. And Ben says, believe me, I do too. And then he just says to her, you deserve everything. And while he's saying it, I know our listeners, this is not a video podcast, but only an audio podcast, so you can't see me. But while he's saying, you know, you deserve everything, he's just like shrugging his shoulders and like shaking his head like, yeah, you know, you deserve it. Like he comes off as being so awkward and insincere.
He couldn't care less.
Next week we have the women tell all. Now, did you catch that... Chris Harrison says, after the women tell all, it's, and I quote, I wrote this down, the most controversial season finale. Why is it so controversial? Is it just because Ben's going to pick Courtney? Or does something else happen? What do you think?
I think it's because he's probably going to pick Courtney. That's all. I don't think anything crazy is going to happen. I don't. Now you think that there's something's up. You think this is fishy.
I feel like something's going to happen. I do. I don't know what, but either you know he picks Courtney and that's that, and then they have after the final rose and that gets crazy. Maybe that's what happens. Maybe he picks her, and then when they do the after the final rose. I don't think it's going to be like a Jason situation where he's going to switch. He's going to want to go with Lindsay. But
that'd,
I think
that'd be awesome, though.
Because that'd be pretty controversial. But I think it's going to be something controversial.
I just think he's referring to the fact that nobody likes him and nobody likes Courtney. Like, people don't like them. I don't remember when Jake Pavelka was with Vienna. I don't remember people being this upset at him throughout the whole season.
They just hated Vienna.
They just hated Vienna. And they're like, no, Jake, don't you see? And he didn't. And then he picked her and everyone's like, oh, no. But people are upset at Ben this season, too. I think because he's bad
You're
at
right.
letting girls down, because he's skinny dip, because he made a lot of critical judgment errors. And so I think people are just, it's controversial because they don't like him. They don't like his top choice right now.
You're right.
So You're that's right. my opinion.
Because people in Jake's season, like the feedback on Twitter and all this stuff, it wasn't anti-Jake. It was just anti-Vienna. This is anti-Ben.
Like last night on Twitter, Ben was saying, come on, guys, don't you have something positive to say? Like, he's not getting any positive tweets towards him at all. People just don't like what he's doing.
You're right. Well, one last listener feedback. Kristen from New York sent us an email, and it just says, I want Lindsay and Ames to get together. Don't you think they'd make an awesome couple?
They would.
Lindsay and Ames. You know what? I never thought about that, Kristen. They would make an awesome couple.
Do you think that now there's probably a good chance that Lindsay will show up on Bachelor Pad this summer, I assume?
Maybe, yeah.
I think there would be a good chance. Do you think that there's a chance that Ames would come back for Bachelor Pad, or do you think once you've been on Bachelor Pad, you're done?
I think there's a chance anything could happen because the show is this.
They make up their
franchise
own rules,
is ridiculous, right? Well, we want to thank everybody for listening to The Bachelor Podcast. You can visit us online at thebachelorpodcast.blogspot.com. Please feel free to send us your comments via Twitter, twitter.com/bachelorpodcast. You can also email us your comments at thebachelorpodcast@gmail.com. Or feel free to leave us a voicemail at 631-223-8435. Also, don't forget, we have a Facebook page, facebook.com/TheBachelorPodcast.
Yeah, so definitely join the conversation. We always have a good time talking about The Bachelor during the week. And also leave us a review on iTunes. Go to iTunes and search for us in the iTunes store and just click the review button there. We appreciate every single review that we get. It is what keeps us going. It's what fuels our fire. We don't make any money on this show at all, so we need you. You are our payments. Mm-hmm. Please definitely give us your reviews and keep sending those emails and voicemails. We appreciate it. Well, that's all the time we have for this week. But, Nicole, it was good hanging out with you.
Yes.
I'll see you next week for the Women Tell All. Sounds good?
Sounds good.
All right. Till then, adios. We must be in love. We must be in love.